Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. As I was praying and waiting on God for what He would have me to share with you, I started to read the 24th chapter of Matthew, and this, in terms of the times in which we are living, it's important to hear and hear again the words of Jesus as we continue to spend time in the Word of God and meditate on the truths therein. God gives us incremental understanding. In other words, He only gives us as much truth as we can absorb and handle and understand. But as we are diligent students of the Word of God, He will give us revelation and understanding through the power of the Holy Spirit so we can understand the deep truths of God's Word. And the message I'd like to share with you for the next few days, I've entitled Time for All Things. Now, what is time? Let me give you a definition of it. It is the measured or measurable period during which an action, a process, or a condition exists or continues. It's a continuum which lacks spatial dimensions and which events succeed one another from past through present to future. The entire history of mankind really is a story of God's story, His story. And so what I'd like to do, because human creatures that we are, we want to, as we serve the Lord, we know the Lord is coming again. And just as the disciples that were with Jesus wanted to know and have understanding regarding the future and the time of the end, so do we desire. And so I'd like to share with you Matthew, the 24th chapter, and I'll start reading at verse 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Well, we can see these things, these signs that Jesus was talking about, certainly are a portion of our daily life. There's wars, there's strife, there's discord, there's upheaval, not just in terms of the affairs of men, but even in natural ways. We see that there are earthquakes and floods and all sorts of natural disasters. He goes on to say, And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not near. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in divers places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And then in verse 9, he shares about the persecution against the church, which has always been there, but it's going to increase. We've been blessed here in America that it may be it may not be a exciting thing as far as the world is concerned to be a Christian, and they will find fault. Yet when we consider what our brothers and sisters in various nations of the world are undergoing, the martyrdom, the persecution, the suffering and trials they're experiencing, we see that this is indeed what is happening. Verse 10 says, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall grow cold. But he that shall endure until the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." And we see the advances that have been made in the last century. This indeed is a real probability and possibility, because we have the internet, we have television, we have radio, and through the inventions of man in the last century, that is indeed a truth that it wouldn't take, as in the time of the disciples, travel to a distant nation to share the good news. But in moments of time, the good news of the gospel has been and is continuing to be preached. Praise God. So let me just turn. I'd like to read a little bit more in Matthew, the 24th chapter, verses 45 through 47. Let me share 44, because the disciples wanted to know, "Lord, when are you going to come back?" Because he was preparing them for his departure from them, but promised that they would receive one just like him, another helper, the comforter, the Holy Spirit. "Therefore, be also ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh." That is a word of warning. "Who then is a faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord has made ruler over his household, to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you, that he shall make him ruler over all his goods." But, and this is the very fearful warning, those that have heard the gospel but have not been serious in terms of sincerity and commitment, he talks about an evil servant. Listen to the end of them. "And if that evil servant shall say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming." In other words, I've got time to do my thing, do the things I want to do. "And he shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of." Jesus continually stressed the importance of we are unable to pinpoint the time, and we should always be ready. And in verse 51, it says, "And he shall cut him asunder and appoint his portion with the hypocrites, and there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth." It is in the very nature of man to want to know the future. And I was thinking of another scripture found in the Acts of the Apostles, that first chapter. Jesus is saying, and these are some of the last recorded words in the Bible outside of Revelation. Jesus said, "John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." And this is because they wanted to know, are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel again? He said, "It's not for you to know the times or the season which the Father has put in his own power, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." This is called the Great Commission, and those final words of Jesus are also applicable for our lives. While we may wish to know precisely, and many have been very involved in trying to pinpoint the time of Jesus' arrival, to line up through the Old Testament the scriptures that would portray the return of the Lord, Jesus basically said, if he needed us to know, he would let us know. For example, when Israel was in the wilderness and Moses went up to Mount Sinai to receive the Ten Commandments, there is no ambiguity in the Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill, for example, no ambiguity in that, or thou shalt not steal or take the name of the Lord in vain. Those are absolutes. we can understand them. But as far as the return of the Lord, he purposely did not make it clear. And sometimes I think we waste a lot of what could be fruitful time trying to figure out exactly when the Lord shall return, because he told his disciples, the Father knows. It's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own hands. And so let's look a little bit closer now at time. Actually, I looked it up and said there were 86,400 seconds in a day. That's measurable time. And all time is governed by the clock that God created. The sun rises, the sun sets. It's basically a 24-hour period. And mankind has been governed by this clock, this time that God has originated. He created this great phenomenon known as time, defining everything he does as far as we can determine on this side of eternity. He is the author and finisher of time. There's a portion in the Revelation where an angel stands with one foot on the sea and one on land and says, "Time shall be no more." What an amazing moment that will be. Sir Thomas Brown said, "The created world is but a small parenthesis in eternity." So while God created time, he is outside of time. He has no beginning and no end. Human history has a beginning and an end. We see it began when God created Adam and Eve and placed him in the garden. With his foreknowledge, he knew man would fall, would disobey, would succumb to the temptation of the serpent. But he provided, he already had in place a plan, and that was that the very Son of God would take on flesh and pay that death penalty for us so that he could have a family with him when the Lord returns. 2 Peter 3:8 says, "But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Psalm 90:9 says, "For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spent our years as a tale that is told." Praise God. Well, we are going to continue this message on tomorrow's broadcast, and I pray that you'll be able to join me at this same time. If not, you may feel free to go to our website and click on the broadcast. They are archived there for your convenience. And if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, pray, and share those prayer needs, and I'll personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing and encouragement to your heart. Thank you for joining me, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.